Alright, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Red TV, and we are back with more Married with Children. This is the second to last episode of the first season. We'll be in the second season very shortly. And I like the second season a lot more than the first.
Well, it gets better.
They do some spicy stuff with Christina Applegate later in the series, for sure.
Yeah. She can't do much of nothing there.
Yeah. Wonder what she looks like now.
Tell it's her.
Well, I know that.
Mom, you're cooking. Well, it's not every year Kelly gets promoted to the next grade. You know, Kel, for a while there I was catching up with you. Another couple of years and we'd have been in the same grade.
She still looks good. For her age, she still looks good. Oh, well, not now. Oh, Lord.
Word around schools at York.
My God.
Well, she's had a rough bout past year.
Yeah.
How often do we get to be happy?
It wasn't that long ago, though. She was
Kelly,
in
I'm
movies
so
still.
I remember
it
your first
apparently
day
kicked
how
in.
We both cried.
I always thought that was something you're born with, but
yeah, it happens.
It flares
up.
You know,
one of these days you're gonna marry one of those boys, and then you'll discover daytime television. Is it okay if I have a life first, Mom? Sure, give it a try. Hi, Annie.
Hey, I heard some bad news on the radio driving home.
If you don't use it, you lose it.
The shoe store. Well, he was in a plane that crashed into the ocean off the coast of Hawaii.
Gee, everybody gets to go to Hawaii but us.
Hey, for a change, you don't understand. A human life has just been snuffed out. Now, who's going to sign my paycheck?
What's to sign? They just hand you a roll of nickels.
Well, it isn't anything compared to what you bring home. You know, like the swine flu you brought back from your family reunion. Unemployed here. Now, how am I going to pay my bills?
Well, if Kelly ever graduates, we're going to have a heck of a lawsuit against the Board of Education.
We can't count on that, bud.
You know, they already call us the poor Bundys. I mean, what will they call us when we have no money? Those darn poachers?
Dad, what am I worried about? They're not going to fire me. I got experience. I got... But they're not going to fire me. You know what really bothers me about this death thing? Here's a guy lying dead on the bottom of the ocean. And he never even took the time to meet me.
Well, I bet he's sorry now.
Yeah, you bet. You know, I worked for this guy for years and he never even knew that I was alive. You know, I never thought of this before, but I deserve some recognition. Everybody deserves a pat on the back every now and then.
Yeah, what about me, Al?
I'm sorry, honey. I was talking about people who work. Well, now there'll be new owners that'll ignore me. Well, you know, after the family stops bereaving and all.
You know, Al, maybe we should send something special to the family.
Yeah? How about some scuba gear and a body bag? Nah, you're right, Peg. We ought to get something. You know, get something big and expensive. Yeah, I don't think they'd appreciate your father, so, I guess we'll have to do with flowers.
Al, you never even met Gary.
But, Peg, that's the whole point. When they see my present, they'll remember Al Bundy.
Well, if you wanted that, why don't you just send them your socks?
Mom? How do we know this tuna isn't Dad's boss?
Because we bought it last year.
I'm gonna call the florist right now.
You know, Al,
all this talk about death really makes you think. I mean, one minute the breadwinner is still alive, and then the next... You have insurance, don't you, Al? Kelly, the guys in here are naked. If I ever see anything like this in your room again, you can just kiss it goodbye. Hello.
Well, I sent the flowers out. I sent so many flowers, they'll forget all about Gary.
You ever think about sending me flowers, Al?
Why would I do that? You're still alive. Well, they should have been delivered by now. Stay off the phone. The family will probably be calling any minute. For $300, they better.
$300? Al, where did you get $300?
Our vacation money.
Oh, Al, I was planning on spending that on clothes.
It's all right. Our future begins with Gary's death. Come on, phone, ring. Tell me you got the flowers. What a guy. We're going to give you a raise. Come on, ring.
Al, it's the door.
Get it, I'm on the phone.
Hi. Hey, Al, did you hear about Gary?
Yeah, he's dead, great tragedy and all that. Stay off my phone. Hello.
That's the oven timer, Al.
You cooked?
Nah, it's just a reminder to order dinner.
Gary's widow is going to call me.
No, she's not, Al. Gary's not dead. We just heard it on the news.
He's alive? Are you sure?
Your boss is quite a guy, Al. A self-made millionaire. He was flying his own jet, had an equipment failure, bailed out, and washed ashore at a topless hula school. They made a litter for him out of their grass skirts and nursed him back to health. I think he's a god. So do I.
Gee, isn't that great news, Al? You just spent $300 on flowers for a millionaire so that your family could starve and your wife could go naked.
Believe me, Peg, I'd kill before I let you go naked. And no jury would convict me either. All right. So this guy's still alive. Fine. Good. So when he gets home, he'll see the flowers. He'll see how much I care. And I'll still get my raise. This will be the best $300 I ever spent.
I don't think he's going to see your flowers, Al. They said the family sent all the flowers out to his favorite charities.
Oh, well, gee, I hope they send some to the poor and stupid home, because that's where we'll be in.
I told you we're not going to live with your mother.
Well, Al, at least you have a boss who's still alive.
Stand back, it's Mardi Gras time. Same stinking job I always had, but I'm out $300. The only thing I ever wanted out of this death was a little recognition. Now, not only is Gary not dead, he still doesn't know I'm alive.
Well, you know, honey, sometimes at night I'm not sure either. But then you burp.
You know, babe, why don't we just get you a pointed hat with a bell on top? And you could squirt me with seltzer and everything. Anybody understand what I'm talking about? I work for a guy who wouldn't spit on me if he saw me.
Oh, come on, Al. Don't be so hard on yourself. I'm sure he'd spit on you if he saw you.
I'm sure you're out there shooting hoops with Mr. Savings and Loan.
Look, I don't know the guy who owns the bank. Who knows his boss today? Who cares?
Well, I do. I'm gonna meet my boss. He owes me that. I'm tracking him down. I'm going to give Gary 30 days to meet me face to face in Chicago. He's going to shake my hand. He's going to say, thank you, Al Bundy. Nice job.
And what if he doesn't?
Then I'm going to quit.
Well, damn.
Mom, what are you humming about? This is the day Dad said he's going to quit.
So young. Your father's not going to quit.
From the time he gets home till the time he goes to sleep, he hasn't talked about anything else.
Yes, but have you noticed in the last week he hasn't mentioned it at all? That's just your father's way of saying, oops. Don't worry, honey. Your father's not going to quit.
I don't know. He's a proud man, Mom.
Of what, dear?
I don't know. But in case you're wrong, I figured out a couple of ways for us to cut back. Oddly enough, enough, they'll involve killing. I say we make a clean break right now before we come attached to her.
But she's my daughter.
She's my sister, and I'm willing to give her up.
All right. Who put this ad in the paper? Cheap blonde, 16, looks 30. Seeks job out of state. No reading or writing, please. Now listen, the day that I have to get a job is the day that I walk out of this house.
I feel the same way.
Dad's not really gonna quit, is he? I mean, it's like you always tell me, if a man doesn't work, he's no use at all.
Don't you think your father knows that?
The red pill there.
To anyone about Gary, and I'm sure this whole thing will blow over. As long as no one knows, your father will never quit.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
fire! So long, shoeman.
You guys are pretty jolly. Don't you understand I'm doing this for us? The little guys. And one large woman. If I can meet my boss, maybe you can meet yours.
I don't want to meet my boss, Al. I steal.
Hey, we came to see you leave. Don't let us down.
Going, I'm going. Wait a second. Have you seen any sign of a rich guy in the parking lot? A helicopter, a plane, a guy in a suit, anything? Let me check.
Ed, you see the rich guy coming?
At least impale yourself on your shoehorn.
All right, I said I was going, and I'm going. But let me tell you something. I'm not going to just disappear. You'll see me again. Wherever a fat woman shoves a smelly foot in front of some poor guy's face, I'll be there. Wherever someone comes into the store and tries to exchange a pair of shoes he's been wearing for 3 months, I'll be there. Whenever kids come into the store, take off their old shoes and try to sneak out with new ones, I'll be there too. And madam, when Shamu needs a mate, you'll be there.
Shamu is an orca whale. It's an old joke, but we knew what it was.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, I should go on that show.
hate me.
Where?
Who's that?
That's Jade, the one with the haunted past.
I thought Iris had the haunted past.
That's another show.
This really is better, Jane.
Who's that?
Al, that's the lady who sells soap. It's a commercial. I can't stand this anymore. You have been home for one day and you are driving me crazy.
What did I do? How am I driving you crazy? Who's it?
Oh. Go back to work. Oh.
Hello.
Hi. We brought you some leftovers, vegetarian fajitas, and tofu croquettes.
Oh, man.
Now, don't get the wrong idea, Al. We are not doing this because you're out of work. It's just a coincidence we happen to make too much. You'd really be doing us a favor to take it off our hands. Who are we kidding? It's charity. Hello, how you doing, buddy? Enjoying your first day out of work? Ooh, nice pajamas. Employment's really agreeing with you, big guy.
Well, it all comes down to priorities. What's more important, pride or money?
Money, Al. I love it. I love to look at it and be around it and count it. That's why I went to the bank biz. But that's me and you're out of work. But hang in there. There's plenty of work for a man with your qualifications. Did you ever try to shoe a horse, Al? You know, you are tall enough to be goofy at Disney World. Of course, you'd have to relocate, but they have real nice trailer parks down there.
You're enjoying yourself, aren't you, Steve?
Remember what you did to my dog, Al.
Yes, I do.
To continue then, you could get yourself some flowers and sell them at the expressway off-ramp.
Now, Steve.
Oh, can I do one more?
Well, okay.
You could sell your blood, Al. They give you juice and cookies afterwards.
Gee, Al, if you could manage to stagger home without spilling the juice, that would be dinner for the family.
Personally, Al, I admire your conviction. Throughout history, many men, considered great in retrospect, had to stand alone for their beliefs. Although I think Al is the first shoe salesman.
We're gonna go upstairs and listen to some records. Who's the guy in the pajamas? Is that your dad?
Are you kidding? No, my father's in prison. That's just my mom's boyfriend.
Oh, cool.
Do they have to be here?
Yes, Al, until the state takes them from us.
Hey, Dad. This is Ted. His dad's been unemployed for 7 years, so he's gonna drop by tomorrow and teach you how to play a game called Three Card Monty. Yeah, really gets us through some hard times. And it doesn't interfere with welfare.
Oh, kids, juice and cookies for supper tomorrow.
I'm sorry, Peg, but after 16 years of marriage, I have no blood left to give. I have no choice. I'm going back to work.
Oh, that's wonderful, Al. I tell you what, I'll bring the kids down tomorrow and you can buy us lunch. I just love you so much more when you're not at home.
Poor Al. He really thought he was somebody.
We knew he wasn't. Gee, I guess we should have told him.
You think we should tell him now?
Yeah. Al, you're not somebody. Neither are we. Sure, we made fun of you, but deep down, we were really hoping the rich guy would show. All of us mall guys feel that way.
You were right, Ed. He came crawling back after one day.
Hey, I guess they ran out of bags at the jewelry store. These two guys are carrying the stuff on loose.
Some money, but then I figured, why bother? Let's go eat.
Well, prince of the penny loafers, king of the canvas back high tops. He's back.
she the one that got wedged in the escalator?
You must be the wife.
And you must be why they're starving in China.
It's my favorite part of the show. Is
over there.
The comedy's where it should be.
Go ahead, take your shot.
Well, I'm not sure what you're talking about. I just want to meet Al Bundy and shake his hand.
Just who are you?
Gary Patterson. You know, I own this place.
Gary? Power Gary from Gary's Shoes and Accessories for Today's Woman? I'm Al Bundy.
You know something? I got your letter and it really affected me. After years of sleeping with beautiful women and living life just for fun, I thought I'd say thanks and then get back to the beach.
You know, I know a great beach over at my house.
Gary, as you might have guessed, this is the wife. Get the showers, baby.
Al, I want you to know I appreciate what you're doing here. One day I would like to have you on my yacht. Of course I won't. But I want you to know that the next beautiful woman I bed down is dedicated to you.
Wow. Make life worth living.
I wouldn't know. How about showing me around?
Sure.
At least he's honest.
Yeah. Over here, we have some shoes. And you know, over here's more shoes. Here's an old bag. Back here in the stock room is where we keep the rest of the shoes.
Gee, he did it. He actually got the owner here.
You should be proud, kids. There's a very special man in there, and he's talking to your father. You see, Daddy really does count.
23, 24, 25. Now, the deal was for 50, Al.
And worth every penny. They really thought you were Gary, Nick.
Hey, I've got alimony. I'll do anything for money.
6, 27, excuse me.
He's smart.
Oh, yeah.
Now, that guy looked familiar. I think he was on Jeffrey Scott. J.J. Johnson, Rick Wong, Deanna Bellamy, Billy Beck, Louis Arquette, Amanda Sherman, Vonnie Ribisi. That's it. All right. We hope y'all enjoyed this episode of Married with Children, and we got the final episode of Season 1 coming next week, so be prepared for that. At any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I am out for Grimm's Red TV. We'll see you next time.
Later.